Blog Talk Radio.
Chatting with Sherry. This week we're going to speak with the winners of the Writers and Illustrators of the Future. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
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 Hi, everybody. I'm going to start naming everybody's name, all our winners. And you guys can introduce yourself and let the public know a little bit about you. Why don't we start with Matt?
Hi, I'm Matt Dovey. I'm very tall and very English, and I have just finished a cup of tea, and I'm already thinking about the next one.
That's good. I like that. Marcella?
Hello, I'm Marcella Ugarte Peña. I live in Mexico, and I'm usually very shy and don't speak to people unless they ask me questions.
Okay. And Julie?
Hi, I'm Julie Frost. I'm from Utah. I write every shade of speculative fiction, and I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. Killian?
Hey, how's it going? My name is Killian Q. I'm actually from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm actually on the train heading to work, besides being a photographer, graphic designer, filmmaker, all that jazz. I'm a massage therapist, and so that's where I'm going right now, to my massage envy work.
A little bit of a touch of what reality in life is. Stuart, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Stuart Baker. I am a librarian. I am currently working from home while cooking my 4-year-old a grilled cheese sandwich and doing this interview.
Wow. That is dexterity.
That's multitasking.
Yes. You guys are all the winners of the Writers and Illustrators of the Future. Have you gotten together before the announcement, or were you brought together at the announcement? And how did you feel about winning this award? Why don't we go backwards and start with Stuart?
Okay. So just to be the extra clear, we are not all of the winners of the contest. There were 12 writer winners and 12 illustrator winners, I believe, as well as one published finalist for the writers. Speaking for the writers, a lot of us did know each other through Codex online writing group, but the first time we actually met was at Writers of the Future in person, if you don't believe the internet counts as real life.
Well, that, you know, there's some friendships that you have on the internet that are just as strong as the ones that you have in real life. It depends on the way the people
Absolutely.
Are. So, yeah, I do count that.
I know way more people on the internet than I do in real life.
Okay, let's see. Julie, why don't you tell what you think about the whole thing?
Oh, well, yeah, like Stuart said, a lot of us did know each other kind of, you know, through the internet. I had actually met Kate Juliker beforehand at the Writing Excuses Writers Retreat, so I did know her. But it was such a thrill, and I have a fun you know, everybody gets the call from Joni, and I have a fun story to tell about that if you want to hear it.
Sure.
Okay. So I was waiting for the call and waiting for the call and waiting for the call, and Eric James Stone, who was a previous winner, had a book launch for his novel Unforgettable. And the Utah writing community is really tight-knit, and we have a lot of winners from Utah. I think we have one every year almost. And so I went to his book launch. I hadn't gotten the call. Scott Parkin, who won last year, came up to me and said, "Have you gotten the call yet?" And I'm like, "No." And he commiserated with me for a few minutes, for a few seconds, and then he went back. And literally 10 seconds later, my phone rang. And it was the call from Joni. And so I got my call that I had won at a book launch for a previous winner. And three other winners and a judge were all there.
That's pretty cool.
That was
really
awesome.
Cool. let's see. Matt, why don't you tell how you feel about what happened and how it happened?
That should have sort of met online beforehand, largely kind of through the contest. I joined Codex on the back of having won the contest, and it's almost an immediate bond of, oh, you're a fellow winner, you know, looking forward to it all and dealing with it all. But it was wonderful to be able to go out there and actually get to hang out with other writers in real life. It's such a solitary activity, so much of the time writing, just sat in your little room in front of your keyboard and your blank document, but actually getting to be with other writers and talk to them. And even, you know, as part of the week, we had a 24-hour story challenge to write a whole story in 24 hours. And we all just sat down and wrote together. And that is a very unusual thing. I've never done that before. I've never written in the company of other writers. So it was wonderful to sort of spend a week with my tribe almost.
That's really cool. yeah, writing is really solitary. I happen to know that really well.
same thing for us. Same thing for us illustrators. I think we get stuck in our bat caves too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Actually, I was going to ask Killian, your turn. Here it's your experience.
Yay, it's my turn. Awesome.
Yeah, your turn.
I thought it was really awesome. I mean, we got to learn from a lot of really awesome masters, like Larry Elmore, who does all the Dungeons and Dragons and stuff, and actually had a great, you know, experience to just get some one-on-one time and talk with him. And I think I learned a lot from just the other illustrators and even some of the writers, just hearing their process and all that kind of stuff. I think you better understand how to, I feel like I have better processes now working with all these people as far as like putting illustrations together and making them kind of fit more to the stories. I think it was
that makes sense.
And I talked to everybody. I talked to a lot of the illustrators and stuff on a pretty much daily basis, and Paul and Autumn and stuff. I hang with them all the time on Facebook. So I feel like I've made some friends that are going to last a long time.
I think that's great. Marcella, you're last. I'm sorry.
No,
how do you feel
fine.
About
not the least.
No, not at all the least.
Can you repeat the question, because it got cut off when you were explaining it?
Oh, I just want to know how you found out about winning, and were you in contact with anybody before, and basically how you feel about the whole experience.
Oh, okay. Well, I think when Joni tried to call me, it was really difficult because I didn't know she had to, like, add another extra number to my cell phone in order to call me. And we just kept going back and forth through emails, and she just, like, told me that she was trying to call me, and I didn't know why she wouldn't just say whatever she wanted to say, like, on the email instead of trying to call me. And, well, finally she was able to call me, and for some reason I couldn't hear her well, and because there was, like, a lot of static and really bad signal, so I just heard that I won, and I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, yeah, it's exciting. And I'm like, yeah, it's super exciting. I'm super happy, but with this very monotonous tone that I have. And she was trying, like, to cheer me up, like, yeah, you won. Wow, yay. And I'm like, yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, I'm actually very happy, but I don't express it as much as when I'm eating food. It's, like, very different, I think.
Okay, when you eat food, you're very expressive?
Yeah, much more than when people tell me that I want something. Yeah. I kind of like dance when I'm eating food or whatever, and when they tell me something that I want, I'm like, oh yeah, thank you so much, even though I'm really, really happy.
That's kind of cute.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, I think it's adorable. Now, you guys all won for different things. Would you like to tell a little bit about your projects? Whoever wants to go first.
I totally missed that question real quick, if you want.
Oh, I said I just wanted to know about your projects. Whoever wants to go first and tell about what you won for.
Oh, well, if I can go first, I guess. I did three sci-fi pieces. Some of them were just different work I had been working on. One of them was for a sci-fi TV show that was getting produced. I did some concept art with this woman with a robotic arm and with these menacing villains in the background and stuff. And I did another one that was very kind of like guy on a platform, explosions, just some more sci-fi conceptual stuff. So I kind of have like a very like desert planet-y that I submitted for my initial win. Sorry, I'm by a bus. It's screeching. But, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, I have the evil boss in the background.
Okay. No, it sounded really interesting, except for that noise. who would like to go next and tell about their project?
I'll
their
speak
book,
up if
their
no
picture.
One else here. Oh, no, sorry,
okay.
After you.
Go ahead.
Okay, hi, it's Matt. My story is Squalor and Sympathy. It's set in an alternate Victorian England where the Industrial Revolution is powered by squalor, a magic of deprivation and necessity. Anna just wants to keep her head down in the cotton mill she works in, but when her brothers get caught up in a factory owner's plans, she has to ally herself to dangerous folk and find out what she's really capable of to rescue them.
That sounds really fun. Okay, so... Stuart, do you want to go next?
Sure. So my story in the anthology, see if I can get the title right this time, is Images Across a Shattered Sea. It is sort of a science fiction time travel piece. Basically where people in the present day are trying to get information from the future through this system they have set up called the Panopticon. And it does not quite go as intended. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but things happen. It's very shiny.
Okay, shiny things. Okay. Julie.
Yeah, my story is called Cry Havoc, and it's a werewolf story. And Dave Farland, the coordinating judge, famously hates werewolf stories, so I was really surprised that I actually won with this thing. It's the story of what happens when the alpha of the werewolf pack, who kind of functions as the conscience of the pack, he loses his pack and his moral compass, because he doesn't have anybody to set an example for anymore.
Hmm. That's really interesting.
So, you know, a bunch of hunters come after his pack and kill them all, and he's made less than happy by that.
Well, you would think so. okay. I think I'm missing... Marcella, you haven't gone yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, why don't you tell about your project?
The project from the book?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I made the illustration for Stephen Merlino. His story is called Deck of Souls. And without giving much away, it's a story about a young guy that he's living his last day of life because he's cursed, and he has to get the attention of the gods by doing deeds. And the story is about that. And my illustration, I think I read his story for about 5 to 10 times and wrote down all the important points that I thought they will be useful for my illustration. And after that, I made some black and white thumbnail idea sketches based on the notes that I took, which were like 5 pages long of just tiny notes. And after doing the thumbnails, I picked the best 3 so that I could show them to the director from the contest. And I gave a very detailed explanation on which of those thumbnails was going to work best with my style, because my strength is architectural drawings, perspective, and like that kind of thing, and animals. And 2 of the thumbnails had like these very heavy architectural setting. And my 3rd thumbnail, which was like full of people, and it was very hard for me to do, I told him, I like this idea, but I don't think it's going to work very well because I'm not really used to draw people. And so, of course, he chose the one that I was like the weakest. So I had to like practice really hard my humans in order for them to come out like decent. And yeah, I did so many things, like I used 3D to get my perspectives right, and color variations on the computer, and then I printed the line art on a tabloid size paper. And not many people know that 1/3 of the illustration is like watercolors, and after that the other 2/3 is digital. So it has this very rough texture on the picture, and people don't know why is that. So
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay, and I'd like to find out what everybody thinks about working together. Was it interesting working with different writers and illustrators, and did you get ideas from it, or how did you grow from that?
Well, funny story.
I mean, for me,
after you, Killian.
Matt actually started, so.
Yeah, Matt, you go.
Sorry. I'm being too English about this and insisting everybody else always go. Stuart and I have already collaborated on a story and sold it elsewhere, actually, before we were even out there, funnily enough. There's a Kickstarter live right now for an anthology called No Shit, There I Was. And we have a story we co-wrote in that before we'd actually gone out to Writers of the Future, the workshop, having met online through Writers of the Workshop. And actually, it worked very well collaborating, because there's 8 hours time zone difference between us. And so I would finish up my sort of writing session about midnight, sort of exhausted, bleary-eyed, no idea where the plot is going next, and just sort of sending in, going, there's something there, have a look and fix it if you can. And I'd wake up the next morning and my story would magically be longer and funnier and better. It's a marvelous way of working.
I like that.
It definitely
okay,
is a good way of doing things.
Killian, you were going to say something? Hello?
Oh, are you guys talking to me now?
Yeah. Yeah,
give me you can probably go to someone real quick because I'm on the bus.
Okay, so should I go to someone else?
Okay, now I'm free from the evil bus.
Oh, okay.
So you were asking about kind of what we were collabing as far as with the other illustrators and stuff?
Yeah.
I've definitely learned a lot from everybody throughout the week because I kind of got to go look over everybody's shoulder and see what they're doing. So I did pick up a lot of really cool things to help my process as far as just from thumbnailing all the way up to final. And for me, it was weird because I was the only photo manipulator really there. The rest of you guys are more like digital painters and have a better drawing background. I used to draw when I was, like, younger, but I kind of dropped it a long time ago and I got into photography. So I've been, like, super inspired to – I've been pretty much nonstop drawing digital painting since I've been back after the contest. And Paul and Autumn, we're planning to do an art podcast eventually that we'll talk about other people's art, maybe do tutorials and stuff, kind of like a video cast kind of thing. So
that sounds like really interesting, a video cast. And who were you working with, someone that won the contest, or was that something that was an individual thing that you were going to do?
Well, Paul and Autumn are both contest winners. They did illustrations in the book as well. Or Christina, I'm kind of collabing with them to do like an art cast and then, you know, get different, you know, bring these guys on and have them talk and or show their skills or that kind of thing and just kind of link up through Skype and you can record calls and all that kind of stuff. So do interviews and all that kind of stuff. So we're planning to kind of put something together from that. And I'm already planning to go visit some people in their cities and stuff too and kind of step in their shoes for a day or two. So
that's pretty cool. Let's see. Who haven't we heard from? Julie, did you meet up with anybody to get any kind of project that inspired you?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I tend to work alone. I have a role play partner that I sometimes collaborate with, and I keep on poking her to enter the contest. But I think for me, the really fun thing was when we were all sitting there doing our 24-hour story, writing together, and, I mean, not collaborating, but we're all sitting there doing the same thing, and there's a lot of solidarity there, you know, and that's really super useful to know that we're all in this together and we all have this big project that we have to finish and cheering each other on. That was really great.
That's really cool. Do you have a project that you're working on now?
Yeah, I'm so many right now. I'm working on, I've got two short stories in my hopper. I've got a novel that is a sequel to my first novel, Pack Dynamics, which was published by Wordfire Press last year. I've got another novel that I have I've codenamed Hitman in Hell, and my Writers of the Future winner story has decided that it also wants to be a novel. So, yeah, I'm super, super busy right now.
Well, that's good. That's good. Let's see. Who am I missing? Stuart?
Yes. Hello.
Did you want to get your two cents in about, you know,
sure. I have lots of pennies. Yes, lots of pennies and not much sense, I was going to say, is what I have.
Okay.
Right. So one of the things as part of the workshop that was really useful is that after the 24-hour stories, which I think Matt has mentioned already, we were assigned three of the stories by the workshop judges, the workshop instructors, and we had to critique them, like, in person as a group. So it was really, really useful first to read those and see some of the things that other people had done in 24 hours, which were much better than the thing I had done in 24 hours. So that was part of a learning experience, but also the things that the other writers pointed out in their
their little critiques were all different things. So it was just, it was a really interesting way of getting multiple viewpoints on the same story and helping to realize that there's more than one way of looking at revision and critiquing and that sort of stuff.
And was the project born from all that?
Sort of, yes. I should probably revise my story. It needs to be probably like 5,000 words longer. mine ended up being 5,000 words from the 24-hour story, which is pretty good for 24 hours, about 26 pages, I think. But I basically quit at the end and just put the end on it without it being done. Some others, yeah, right. I'm working on a couple other stories, hoping that the No Shit Kickstarter Matt mentioned will fund. So another plug to check that out on Kickstarter. It also has a story by Rachel Jones, who's one of the other writer winners in it. And Matt and I just finished another collaboration, last Friday, Matt? Maybe the Friday before that?
Yeah, I think Saturday we ended up signing off on it.
We're
rejected by two markets.
Yes, in, 3 days?
Yep.
So the struggle is real. trying to find a place for that to go.
We're actually coming to the end of the show. Does anybody want to say anything, about any kind of time you're going to meet the public or anything that's coming up that you want the public to know? Because we only have about 3 minutes.
I would just like to say about the website we've got with all the details of the anthology on, because it's got details of all the stories, all the illustrations are up there, bits about the writers and the illustrators. That's at WOTF32.com, as in the shorthand version of writersofthefuture32.com. Go there, check it out. It's got all the buy links. It's got lots of news stories about it, including the link to Stuart and Mine's Kickstarter. And it's got lots of gorgeous illustrations from all the illustrators. They did an absolutely phenomenal job drawing for our stories. It's staggering.
Great. Everybody check it out.
I just want to say I miss all you guys.
Aww. Yeah, definitely.
Aww.
It was an awesome week. Like, they pull all these people from all around the world and make you, get super close with them, and then they drag you away after a week. You're like, no! So, I will be visiting. I will be trying to visit as many people as possible.
Aw, that's so sweet. Love that. Well, we're at the end. I want to thank everybody for being on the show. I hope you all enjoyed it.
I did.
Thanks.
It was awesome.
Thank you so
much.
So.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.
Gracias.